A Human Chain to Fight Human Suffering. I'm Dara Wells from The Source, and the group that got rock stars together to fight hunger in Africa is asking you and me to take part in an event to help the hungry and homeless in America. On May 25th, people will be asked to pay $10 apiece to link arms and form a 4,000-mile chain from New York Harbor to the Pacific Ocean near Los Angeles. Ken Cragen of USA for Africa says it should be quite an experience.
Imagine every radio station in America playing the song America the Beautiful and then We Are the World simultaneously. Imagine the 6 to 10 million Americans standing hand to hand in that line, all singing those songs together.
Cragen says Hands Across America could raise as much as $100 million to fight poverty in America. Actually, a lot of us are spending more than we have. Consumer debt is at a record high, largely because for the past 3 years we've been flashing the plastic and telling the store clerk to charge it. You're listening to The Source. John Evans says in 1968, aid was a good word. It meant health, assistance, and so a Des Moines-based company was named Aid Insurance. But now, he says, it makes people think of the disease AIDS, and so his company is offering $5,000 to the employee who comes up with the best new name.
Name is much too close and too easily identified with AIDS, and so we simply feel that if we're to change our image in the eyes of employees and, you know, our policyholders, we ought to do it.
One company official says we'd have agency meetings at hotels where there would be signs saying AIDS meeting, room so-and-so. I'd have to go over and take off the S. And if the average traveler has trouble getting a good night's sleep in a strange hotel bed, think of how a seven-footer must fare. Los Angeles Lakers star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is getting together with six current and former basketball players to buy up hotels, which will feature rooms with tall doors, high ceilings, and extra-long beds. And that's news. I'm Dara Wells from The Source.